Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, perverts and children of all ages, I come to you today from beautiful Las Vegas, where I and a stuffed animal and a cute and amazing Ming are curled up in Circus, which is its own funny story on why we're even here, since we were at Bally's, but we were kicked out. But that's a story that will have to stay in Vegas. I have had the opportunity to spend this week taking in some, or 2 days, I should say, since I've only been here 2 days. It's not a whole week. Wow. Only 2 days. Anyway, getting to see some fantastic things, ride on some really scary roller coaster rides, help a friend break down a booth, physically break it down, not emotionally, obviously, break down a booth from their trade show, and in general cause some havoc. And by havoc, I mostly mean eating good food. So, for people who are concerned about my sickness from ShibariCon, I seem to be over it, which is fantastic, because being sick for over a week was a little bit much. Vegas is a weird place, and sometimes I mean that weird with an I and an E, and sometimes it's weird with a Y. I discovered this week that the percussive, or in the last 2 days, that the percussive rhythm on those weird aqua massagers are enough to cause me to try to start going into a trance. I learned that I am deeply disturbed by the depression that comes in hotel buffets, which I knew before, but watching with that eye that reminds us that sometimes people are just giving away their last $10. Seeing people in casinos offer up their hearts and souls like some sort of tribute, some prayer to Fortuna, as if somehow the Roman goddess were still watching down. And sometimes she is, but sometimes, really, that's just a corporation taking that last $20 you have. Seeing people at midnight outside of hotels going, what am I supposed to do? You expect me to just leave? When they have nowhere else to turn to, being asked $300 for a night for their hotel room. I am awestruck by this city, by the number of people that it takes to make it run. The number of people we don't even look at, don't even watch, don't even pay attention to. A 74-year-old man from Hawaii who helped us with a monstrously large, I mean, like, a cart that was so full that it had a chair strapped to the front of it. This 74-year-old man who was still, every day of his life, showing up to a hotel to push heavy bags because he needed to, because he was helping take care of grandkids that are still back on the Big Island. Telling funny stories in this beautiful, jovial, ancient way of a turtle that he's met that gives rides to cats. This is a strange and beautiful city. This is a city of last-minute weddings. This is a city where people scream and yell and cry and shout. This is a city where people dance on poles and create secrets that they carry in their heart for a lifetime. This is a city where people spend money on crap they'll never use just to remember that they were once there in the adult Disneyland. This is a city where people from Argentina fly at high speeds through the air on ropes and rings and awe us with their aerial stunts. And this is a place where people from Mexico, hungry for just $5 more, stand outside in dirty t-shirts trying to hand you a flyer that 20 minutes from now there could be a girl in your room. Vegas is a place of dreams. Sometimes living ones, and sometimes broken ones, and sometimes ones that are holding on with one last breath. Please, someone, see me, buy me, hold me, touch me, kiss me, dream me into another life. And this is where I've spent the last 2 days.